prize.
It was the cheapest thing they had. Here we are. And there it is.
Incredible, Professor. What is it?
It's an old military helicopter.
Oh, War of 1812?
Not quite. I didn't think it would be so banged up.
What did you expect from Rent-A-Wreck?
It's good enough to get us to the rustic life.
Yeah, look at all that rust.
Let me step up and open the door.
Need help getting the door open?
No, I'll manage. Won't budge!
Try the key, Professor.
Oh! Yes, of course. Pass the luggage up, Arye. Be especially careful with the lion container.
Sure thing. Here, you hold the front end while I push it in.
Slowly, slowly. Good, that's it. There, we've done it.
Hey, Professor, what do you need this old lion costume for?
You never know when it'll come in handy. I'll set it down right here. Arye, you can stay outside while I start up the engine.
Uh-oh. Sounds like we need a jump start, Professor.
Patience, my boy. Let's try it again.
I'll jump start the engine. It'll be fixed in a jiffy.
How do you expect to do that? I don't have any cables. No, don't jump on the engine. You'll break the whole thing. How did you do that?
Works every time, Professor. Tap of the shoe and she kicks right in.
I've turned on the rotors. There they go. Come on in.
Wow, it's windy out here.
Step up and come in already. Watch your head.
My Rebbe told me I need a haircut anyways.
That's not funny. Now, watch your step. There. You're in. Settle down.
This isn't dangerous, Professor, is it? I think Fievel is afraid of heights.
Well, there's, no need for, Fievel to worry. I assume he's already said Tfilas Haderech?
Yep.
Well then, let me adjust the collective pitch lever. And here we go!
Wow, Professor! We're flying! We're really flying! Ha ha! It really is a helicopter!
What did you think it was? Fisher Price?
Calm down, Fievel.
When you look about the world and behold its majesty, let your heart fill with love for Hashem. He has given everyone, no matter whom you are, a chance to reach the stars.
Nice sunny day, isn't it, Arye?
Wow, Professor, look at those big, beautiful clouds. I wonder how much rain they hold. Professor, what's this lever for?
Careful not to move any of the controls!
Careful not to what?
Whoa! I've lost my balance!
Why are we climbing so fast?
You're leaning on the collective pitch lever. That makes us climb, hover, or descend.
Whoa! We're turning sideways. Is this it? Whoa!
That's the rudder pedal! You're turning us around! There! I've got it! Are you all right?
I'm fine, Professor. But why is everything moving?
Just relax for a moment. You'll come to your senses.
If I do, I may give up this whole thing.
Arye, you must be more careful about what you touch. You could have killed us both. You've got to think before you act, Mishlei 10:4 says. Rosh oiseh havramio, the hand which does not do its duty will cause poverty. Every yid must remember this, especially an Aleph student.
Humph, Aleph student. The only Aleph on my report card was in my name.
So come along with me, together we will see Oh, how great each year can be!
Please show me how, Professor High. Let my mitzvahs take me higher than the sky.
Professor?
Yes?
There's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Yes?
I know what Mr. Rockstein told you about me, and I know how much you think of me, and I don't want to disappoint you, Professor. Really, I don't. I want to be everything you expect.
Oh, don't be so humble, boy. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I know all about you.
You do?
Yes, the best student in Little Town.
Oh, no! I was afraid that's what you thought. You think so highly of me, and yet, I don't know how to tell you this, Professor, but...
Yes?
But the fuel gauge is on empty.
Oh, don't worry about that. You'll make us all very proud
of
you.
But, Professor...
Wait till you learn all the wonderful midois the lion portrays. You'll become an even greater person than you were before.
Professor!
So, what if the fuel gauge is on empty? The fuel gauge is on empty? The fuel cage is on empty! Oh, my goodness! The fuel cage is on empty! Oh, dear! Why didn't you say something, Arié? I know this chopper has got a second fuel tank built in somewhere, but where?
We're losing altitude, Professor!
We just need to push the right button and switch to the second tank. Now, let's see. Where might that button be? Coaxial rotor? No. Landing gear? No. Tail rotor? That's not it.
We're falling steadily, Professor. 500 yards from the ground.
Shortwave radio? No. Sick bag container? No.
450 yards, Professor! Falling
fast! Is there a cassette player on this thing?
How will that help us?
Well, I brought some cassettes.
Not now, Professor! 400 yards! Is this the button, Professor?
Fire extinguisher? No. Cigarette lighter? No.
300 yards! Is this
Stop
the button, Professor?
Screaming! I'm looking for the button! Tissue dispenser? No. Automatic ashtray?
200
no!
200 yards! Is this the button, Professor?
Will you please stop screaming! I'm looking for the button!
Is this it, Professor?
What? Where? Oh, that! What does it say?
Second fuel tank, Professor!
Second fuel tank? Why didn't you say so in the first place? Let me see that.
We're 100 yards from the ground, Professor!
Oh, dear! I dropped my glasses! Did you see where they fell? On the floor? Behind the
50
chair?
50 yards, Professor!
Ah, here they are. Yes, second fuel tank. That's it.
40 yards, Professor. 30 yards, Professor. The 20, the 10.
Right, this isn't a football game. Let me throw the switch.
5 yards, Professor. We're gonna crash.
There, I've done it. And with 1 yard to spare. No rush.
Afilu cherev chado munachas loy al tzavoroi shel odom al yimna atzmoi min horachamim.
Even if a sharp sword is lying on the neck of a person, he should not refrain from seeking Hashem's mercy. So says the Gemara Brachas.
This midah is portrayed by the lion. When cornered, a lion will fight to the death, forever holding on to its hope for survival. Right, Arié? 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 Arié! What are you doing on the floor? Don't just lie there. We're almost at our destination.
What happened, Professor? I must have fainted.
You were out of gas, remember?
Out of gas?
Arié! Arié! Wake up! It's all right. I found the second tank.
Did we crash?
Do I look like we crashed?
Wow, we must have hit the ground pretty hard.
Don't be so smart, young man.
In our line of work, there is no room for panic. One must be in total control. the Gemara Chagiga refers to a lion as the king of the beasts. He is fearless and mighty and will fight to the bitter end, even against those who are stronger. This teaches a Yid to never fear his Yetzer Hora, though he be a strong foe.
Where does the lion get such gevura from?
The lion has a burning love and fear for his creator planted deep within his heart. Because he interprets these spiritual feelings in a physical way, the lion will smash any obstacle to his survival. Likewise, when a Jew learns Torah with love and fear of Hashem, that his lahavus gives him the power to smash his Yetzer Hora, who is an obstacle to his service of Hashem. All this is portrayed by the lion, and we haven't even begun to scratch the surface.
Speaking of scratching the surface, Professor, aren't we about ready to land?
Why, yes, now that you mention it. There's the Blue Nile over there. Wow, isn't it beautiful? That's where we have to land.
Wow, look at those lazy alligators.
Alligators have a broader, shorter snout. Those are crocodiles. Nile crocodiles, to be exact.
Well, they look more like sea Nile crocodiles to me.
Though they appear lazy, don't let them fool you. Despite their size, Nile crocodiles move very quickly over land. Did you know they can grow up to 20 feet?
So many legs. No wonder they're so fast.
Up to 20 feet long! Nile crocodiles roam over most of Africa. They eat all sorts of animals and can be seen dozing on river banks, often with their mouths open. Each crocodile possesses its own territory. A large female crocodile can lay 90 eggs.
Gross.
No, only 90. She will guard those eggs and her hatched young with her life. You don't want to upset those crocodiles. Why are you putting away your watch?
It's, got an, alligator band. Now, I know the difference between alligators and crocodiles, and you know the difference between alligators and crocodiles, but do the crocodiles know the difference? They might get the idea that we've come to turn them into purses, or a set of luggage, or
oh,
a set of...
Oh, all right, settle down. This looks like a pretty safe place to land. All right, prepare for landing.
Okay, Professor. Where are the landing wheels?
This is a helicopter, not an airplane. Lower the collective pitch lever. There it is. That's right. Good. We're descending. Slowly. Slowly. That's it. 50 yards. 40. 25. 10.
Touchdown!
Ah, yes. Here we are. Ethiopia!
Nice landing. Now how's about some supper, Professor?
That's not a bad idea. We'll pitch tent, dutton, eat supper, and get some rest. Arye, please go and see if you can get some steaks.
Where's the local kosher butcher shop?
I mean some wooden steaks to pitch our tent with. And be careful, don't go too far. You're not in the Catskill Mountains. The jungle is dangerous.
Oh, I'll be fine. Hey, Fievel, this is really neat walking around the jungle myself. Look at that nice birdie over there. Here, birdie, 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 birdie. Fievel, he's laughing at me. Fievel, look at that cute kitty over there. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Ouch! Get away from me, you rotten cat. Fievel, he scratched me. Hey, Fievel, look at that cute baby elephant over there. And he's all by himself. Let's take him to the professor. Hey, professor, look what I found. Professor? Professor, why are you stuttering?
Arye, never take a baby animal in the jungle. Its mother can't be far behind.
But I looked and I didn't see any elephant behind me. Professor, hey!
Arye, run for your life! Over here, in the bushes!
your head down. Maybe it won't see us. Here it comes. Phew, that was a close one. Well, at least we're safe here. What was that?
Wow, Professor. Look. Look.
Oh, my goodness. It's him. Yule Kefalmi Morja.
Look at him, Professor. He's so big.
His eyes, his face, his mane. What majesty. We'd better be quiet. We don't want to wake him. Loi achzorki urenu. None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Ioiv kapitel mem aleph.
He's sleeping? But his eyes look open.
Ani yesheno velibi eir. A lion's eyes are always open. To teach us that our eyes should always be open and learning Torah. David HaMelech would awaken at midnight with the might of a lion and learn Torah till Amud HaShachar.
Let's grab him now if he's sleeping.
A lion's open eyes help him detect approaching hunters. We'd never even get close.
Look at that terrifying creature, Professor. How will we ever catch him?
Don't worry. I've got a plan, but not for now. It's late. Let's take these branches here for stakes and head back. We've got to daven and get to sleep.
Who are you?
My name is Dr. Benicham. The boss is expecting me.
The boss ain't seeing nobody. He's sleeping.
Let me in immediately. Huh? Get your big hands off me!
But these are the smallest ones I got.
Put me down. Put me down!
Kippish, what is all the noise? Can't the guy get some sleep around here?
Get your hands off me.
Sorry, boss. I didn't mean to disturb you. This guy says he gotta speak to you immediately.
Let me down, I say.
Oh, Kippish, that is our new friend, Dr. Hum. Please put the good doctor down.
Yes, put me down
okay.
Right away.
Boss?
Ouch!
Gently next time, Kippish.
Sorry, boss.
Kippish, answer the phone.
Hello? It sure is.
Who was it, Kippish?
Just some guy having a joke. The guy said it's a long distance from London, England. So I said, it sure is.
Aww. Good help is hard to find, Doctor. Why don't you step into my office? I have been awaiting you.
Thank you. This is some underground complex you've got down here, Mr. Veneno.
Thank you very much. It took years to build. Do you have an underground complex?
No, but I do have claustrophobia. I've good news, sir. He's fallen for your plan. The professor and the boy are on their way right now to catch the lion.
Good. Exactly as I expected. I remembered him to be a trusting soul. Did you plant the bug?
Yes. I put it in a watch I gave to the professor. We can hear their every move. Listen.
Nice landing. Now how's about some supper, Professor?
That's not a bad idea. We'll pitch tent, button, eat supper. and get some rest.
Very good, Doctor. Well done.
If he does catch the lion, we will immediately move in and take it away from him.
What do you mean, if? Just because you and your fumble-fingered friends couldn't get near it? You call yourself a game warden? You're not even a decent animal poacher. I know the professor for many years. He will succeed. It won't be long before the world's greatest lion, Ulake Ifalme Mohi, is in the hands of the world's most cruel and cunning, miserable and ruthless, wicked and deceptive animal poacher, me, Pancho Veneno!
Don't worry, I've got a plan, but not for now. It's late. Let's take these branches here for stakes and head back. We've got to dawn and get to sleep.
Good night, Professor. Sleep tight. Don't let the lions bite.
Good night, Arye. Don't forget to say Kriyas Shema Al Hamito. Just as a lion doesn't lie down till it has eaten its prey, so too Yidden don't lie down until they have prayed Kriyas Shema Al Hamito, which destroys their enemies, both spiritual and physical.
Professor?
Yes?
Back there in the helicopter, I was trying to tell you something.
Yes, go ahead.
I know that you're really counting on me, Professor. I don't want to disappoint you. Really, I don't. I want to be everything you expect of me.
Are you trying to tell me something, Arye?
Well, kind of. I don't know how to say this. I'm so ashamed. I've been getting into a lot of trouble lately at school. Mr. Rockstein only sent me along with you as a last resort.
Arye, why all this trouble?
I don't know. Things have been pretty hard for my mother and me since my father passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I didn't have many friends in school. You know how it is. There are different groups. And if you can't afford the same brand of sneakers or the same sleepaway camp, if you don't know as much or you can't learn as good, well, then you just don't fit in. About the only friend I had in the world was Fievel. Then I started to misbehave, and all of a sudden I was popular. At least the kids took note of me.
Then I'm sure everything got better.
No, worse. Nobody could understand what had gotten into me. I was getting into trouble every day. Then one night, Mr. Rockstein called my house and told my mom that if I didn't improve, I'd have to leave the school. My mom broke down on the phone. She cried for 3 nights. I'll never forget that. I'm sorry, Professor. I didn't want to let you down.
Oh, Arye, you're not letting me down. I know just how you must feel. Sometimes children get wrapped up in themselves a little too much. They don't mean to. Usually they don't even realize what they're doing or how much they're hurting the other person. You should have told your Rebbe. He would have made them aware of their wrongdoings.
But they were the best kids in the class.
All children are best kids. Hashem Yisborach loves each Jewish boy and girl very, very much. Your every action is dear to him. Hashem is always there watching over you. You each are a world unto itself. Things will work out, you'll see. After the darkest of nights comes the brightest of days.
Thank you, Professor.
You've nothing to thank me for. Now, I've left the Tilas Yodaim water near our beds here in the tent, and tomorrow morning we'll have a chance to fulfill the first simon of Shulchan Aruch together.
What's that?
Iskabeir kuari la'amoid baboiker la'avoidas boiroi. Be strong as a lion to rise in the morning for the service of Hashem. Although lions sleep and rest for up to 20 hours a day, when they rise, they do so with great might and power. A Jew must arise with equal determination.
Oh, good night, Professor.
Good night, Arye.
Professor?
Yes?
How do you know Pancho Veneno?
That was a long time ago. As a boy growing up in England, I had the good fortune to attend yeshiva there. One day, a new boy showed up at the yeshiva. His family had sent him from Mexico, where he had had very little Jewish education. His name was Pinchas Venenovitz. Pinchas was a bright boy with a very engaging personality. He was assigned as my roommate, and we became close friends. Pinchas tried very hard to overcome his ignorance, and with diligent study, he began to succeed. First came the Aleph Beis, then a few psukim of Chumash, and slowly but surely, Pinchas Venenovitz began to blossom. Pinchas and I were both very interested in studying Gadlus HaBoireh, the greatness of Hashem's creations. Together we studied Gemoras and Midrashim about so many strange and wonderful animals. We were very moved by the beauty of the words of Chazal. Things were looking very good for Pinchas, and he was filled with happiness. And then it happened.
And then what happened, Professor?
A few of the boys in our class began to make fun of Pinchas at every opportunity. I don't know if they were jealous or just insensitive, but they mocked him continually. They made fun of his name, they made fun of his accent, they made fun of his ignorance, being mean in a way that children sometimes can be. Pinchas was very hurt, and then it happened.
And then what happened, Professor?
One day, a parent of one of the boys who had been mercilessly teasing Pinchas came to see our Menahel. He insisted that his son be moved to a different class because he didn't want this ignorant Mexican boy to be a bad influence on his child. Pinchas and I had been passing the office and we overheard the entire conversation. He was devastated. The happy little Mexican boy, who had just discovered the beauty of Torah, was now filled with pain. Tears welled up in his eyes, and I felt his hurt. I didn't see him for the rest of the day. That night, I found him crying in his room. I tried to talk to him, but he was too hurt. All his joy had turned into sadness. The next morning, when I awoke, he was gone. He had quietly packed his belongings during the night. All that was left was a note. Pinchas thanked me and told me how much our friendship meant to him, but that he felt he could no longer stay. I wrote him a few times, but that was the last I heard of my dear friend.
I don't get it, Professor. What does all that have to do with Pancho Veneno?
Don't you see, my boy? About 2 years ago, I read a report on the background of this infamous animal poacher, Pancho Veneno. The report included a picture of Mr. Veneno. When I saw it, I was shocked. Pancho Veneno is none other than my dear friend Pinchas Venenovitz, gone astray.
What does he do with the animals he catches?
Sells them to collectors for a fair price.
What's wrong with that?
The laws governing animal trapping are very strict these days. Trapping is outlawed in most wildlife conservations.
What do you think Pancho wants with Yule Kefalme Moja, Professor?
I think I know, but I'm not certain just yet. It's really late, Aryeh.
I know. I guess I should be going to sleep. Good night, Professor.
Good night, Aryeh. Good night.